Ray Foley on Today FM.
Jess Kelly's here and we're having a look at AI.
Yeah.
AI?
Cute.
This is... what JP was saying to me, it's on his phone. And I said, no, it's not. Don't be daft. This is the Meta jobs, the Meta lads, putting AI on our phones without us necessarily realising it.
It's like, do you remember when U2 put that album on everyone's iPod and people got very angry about it?
I still have an issue with that. When I get into the car, all of a sudden that... Is it Age of Innocence?
No, it's How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, isn't it?
Randomly starts playing. Like some album track starts playing from U2 because it's the only music that's on my on the phone itself.
Yeah.
All the rest is streaming. It's crazy.
It's very annoying. So essentially what this is, so Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp and a few other bits and pieces, they have been working on their own version of ChatGPT. It's called Llama. It arrived in Ireland a little while ago and they made the decision to roll out Meta AI across their social platforms, including WhatsApp. So if you have updated your WhatsApp app over the last little while, you may now notice a really annoying blue icon that's floating in the bottom right of your screen.
Oh my God, I never noticed that. Yeah, I'm just looking at it now. I see it on this search when I go to search because I have to do this all the time because I'm always forgetting details in chats. And I was like, what did my wife, told me something. I needed to do something about the ESB bill. So I'll go to the search bar up at the top of the WhatsApp, type in ESB, and then I'll find whatever it is that she was referring to.
Yeah.
But now that search bar has changed and it says ask Meta AI or search. So it's like, hang on a second, is the AI searching in all of my chats?
Well, this is something that a lot of people have been frustrated by because just like that U2 album, it's nice getting stuff for free, it's nice knowing things exist, but it's not nice when a company makes a decision for you. So people have their backs up a little bit, particularly with WhatsApp because it's what's called end-to-end encrypted. It means that if I send you a text, only you and I can read that message. Mm. WhatsApp can't and all the rest. So there have been some concerns that the AI would not only be there to answer your questions and all the rest, but it may be feeding information back to Meta, thus breaking the end-to-end encryption. So Meta is saying that's not the case. I've been on to the Data Protection Commission here in Ireland, which governs Meta in Europe, and they have said that's not the case. So what we now know, and we have to believe it, is that the AI is there to search and to help you within your little slice of WhatsApp, but everything you do remains on platform. Nothing is being fed back to the big lads in Meta.
Not as far as we know, anyway. Well, because I've had a conspiracy theory about my WhatsApp for ages, which is like, will we have pizza tonight? I text my wife and go, will we have pizza tonight? And then all of a sudden we're getting pizza ads. And it's like, hang on, are they looking at her? But they're not. It is encrypted.
It's end-to-end encrypted. Okay. And I guess it goes back to, like, I've made this point a few times over the last few months that just because AI can work on a certain platform doesn't mean that we need it to, and it also doesn't mean that we want it to. This is an example of Meta flexing their muscles to show that they have this AI capability. If you ask it what it can do, it'll say that it can help you come up with captions for your social posts. It can be a creative outlet for you.
Yeah, well,
or if you just want to talk to someone.
The wild thing though, it's nothing to do with WhatsApp. It's in WhatsApp, but it has nothing to do with WhatsApp. So in WhatsApp, in search, you could go, how do I code a piece of software for butterflies? And it'll go, oh, what exactly do you want to do? And it'll go into the full ChatGPT thing within your WhatsApp.
So what is the point? Is it just expecting you to be in a conversation with somebody, they ask you a question, you don't know the answer, so you ask Meta, then you copy and paste the answer it's given you into the WhatsApp chat? Like, why is it...
Because this goes back to this goes back to Mark Zuckerberg's vision that he outlined many, many moons ago, and it was more centered around Facebook back in the day. He wanted Facebook to be the internet. And in some parts of the world, it is the internet.
So you don't leave the WhatsApp app then, you stay within it while you're searching for stuff.
Exactly. Right. And it's all about trying to keep customers and users there in that ecosystem for longer.
Question for you. I'm paying for ChatGPT. I've been paying for it for yonks. This is free though, and I know Google charged 20 quid or whatever it is for their AI as well. This is free. Is it free, or is it limited in some way in terms of usage?
In terms of its, I don't know, because I haven't tested it enough because it's only been rolled out.
Right.
They are saying that it is an extension of their Llama, so it's an example of it. So technically, it should be because the service is free. WhatsApp is making money and it's a profitable part of the business.
Right.
We don't know if that's going to change. We do know that Meta has been looking at and has rolled out verification and also paid tools on its other platforms. So this could be something that maybe they get people hooked on it.
That's
then
the thing,
they put
yeah.
it behind a paywall and then it's, you know, give us your money and subscribe to WhatsApp Pro.
I've fallen for that one.
I'd imagine
that
that's
happened to me
case.
With the Google one, actually. Oh, it's Gemini, isn't it?
Yeah.
They had it free for a few months and I was like, oh, I'll jump in on this. And then all of a sudden I got a bill for 22 quid.
I'm Nothing is free.
I'm sucked in. I'm in the ecosystem. But I spat myself out of it pretty quickly. What are you saying, John Paul? What's up?
No, I'm just thinking people are going crazy about you can't get rid of it on WhatsApp. Some people on Reddit are saying if you change your WhatsApp language to Gaelic, you can somehow work around
it. It confuses it. But come here to me. Would you just relax the cats?
It's like being in a bar in Spain and you're bitching about the barman. It's using Irish to get away.
Yeah, but like, that's not going to achieve anything other than be a pain in the arse for you.
Yeah.
You're the only one who's going to suffer. The way it has been put to me is that this is a feature that now appears and it's up to you, the consumer, as to whether or not you use it. There is no obligation for you to use it. There is a word of warning, though, to be cautious about the sensitive information that you put in, because AI does learn as it goes along. It's machine learning. Mm. So you wouldn't want to be putting in overly sensitive information, the same way you're advised not to do the same thing on the other AI platforms as well. But for me personally, I'm not going to use it. I don't want it. I don't like it. I don't like that it's being put there on the home screen. But in terms, because there had been questions, and the DPC, the Data Protection Commission, had said that they had further questions about it over the last number of weeks. But when I spoke to them today, from a data protection and data privacy point of view...
So that's it. Do you use any of the AIs very quickly? Do you use them yourself day to day?
Yeah. I use the Microsoft One Copilot.
All right, okay.
Every day. So,
but you do use it, but you wouldn't use this?
No.
Okay, that's interesting. Do you use it? I'm fully in. My main one is, I'm on a bunch of them, but the one I use the most is probably ChatGPT and probably the 4.5. Do you use it? Is it any good to you? And what do you use it for? I'd be interested. 0874 100 102.
Ray Foley on Today FM.